Good evening.
I completed all of my chores yesterday. So I have clean sheets and my dishes are done. And I thought I'd reward myself. So I bought myself a pecan and cream whiskey shot, which I'm having now. And I've cranked up my heater so that I can be nice and warm. I've given Mimi a treat, so hopefully she fucks off as I intend to. I've been making these audios for almost a year. Like, I think my first post was 11 months ago. And I've learned so much about myself and what I like and what I don't like. And speaking up for those things. Anyway, I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about tonight, because the winter's had me down. It's been too cold, and so the last couple of audios have been pretty much, in my opinion, nothing but moans, which is fine. I love that for me. But I like chatting. I like the illusion of intimacy. Not really girlfriend experience, I don't think. But more so like a fly on the wall, like a diary entry. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. I typically stay away from audios that have any kind of like boyfriend experience tagged or L bombs. I feel silly for saying L bombs, but that's how they're tagged generally. So I'm gonna pause and get comfortable and shimmy out of my sweatshirt, which my I am not wearing cute jammies or anything. I've got on my Christmas bottoms and what I call my dad sweater. It's these really muted tones. I don't know why I call it a dad sweater, except that I have a friend and it looks like a sweater he would own. So my dad sweater. Anyway, I think I feel pretty chatty tonight, so this might be a long audio. Depends on how touchy-feely I get with myself. I am a little touch-starved, so. Okay, hold on. Abra cadabra. I am on my back. I'm topless. I have my toys. Ooh, all nice and warm. And as soon as my toes get warm, I'll be able to masturbate. It's been forever since I could have you like this, resting on my chest, running my fingers up and down my body. One of the things that I've learned is really like it when men say please. It's very arousing. And I don't know if that's because I have like a polite manner kink or if it's, don't know, there's something in the way that when a man is turned on, and specifically men, when a man is turned on and he says, please, please, come for me, or can I come inside you? I'm like, it does something to my brain chemistry. My fingers are just a little cold, so I'm running the flat backside of my hands down my sides. And my palms up and over my breasts and up to my shoulders and then back down. I'm going to go ahead and shimmy out of my PJ bottoms. And I'm not going to throw them because I will be looking for them immediately after. So now I'm just in a pair of silky tan panties. Very boring. Nothing interesting about them. Except that I'm going to come in them. And then I'll probably wear them tomorrow. Which is gross. But true. I can't believe I admitted that. Okay. So since it's been a while since I described myself, why don't you ask me out loud right now as you're listening? Please, miss, won't you tell me what you look like? If you played along, thank you. The thought was good enough for me. So I will tell you what I look like. I am perhaps taller than average. Actually, I remember looking up the statistic. I am taller than average. I think the U.S. national average is like, for women, is like 5'5", 5'6". That is not me. So I am taller. And I am thick. I have thick, strong thighs. And well-defined calf muscles. Thank you. Thank you for your opinion. Yes. Please. Fuck off. Go away. Oh God, you're so cute. I can't. Okay. Stop it. I don't want to pet you right now. I want to pet me. You're so cute. Okay, go, go, go. Where's my bowl? She hates it when I smoke weed. Hey. You smell that? That's marijuana. You don't like marijuana, remember? No. Oh, hold on. I have... we're gonna take a commercial break. Because she's just like me. And she needs attention. Okay. God dang it, Mimi. No. No. Hold on. All right, well, she threw off my groove. I had a thing going. I suppose it's things like that that I really enjoy when I'm making these audios. I think it brings me to life in your ears. That's just my perception. Now, I believe I was telling you how strong and thick my thighs are. I have wide hips and a narrow waist. Large breasts. And wide shoulders. And a softly pointed jaw. I'm running my fingers over each part that I talk about. I have cupid bow lips and a fairly small and dainty mouth. And my favorite compliment I've ever gotten is when someone said I was at a bar and I smiled. This is before I lost one of my teeth. But somebody said I smiled like Gina Davis. What a good compliment. I have a dainty, slightly upturned little nose and high cheekbones and dark, expressive. Thick eyebrows. And a full face. 'Cause I'm chubby. I'm soft. And I have curves. I'm not the type of woman that you can easily pick up and throw around. And I don't want you to think that I'm fishing for compliments in this next bit. But for me, when I make these audios, if I'm sharing myself, if I'm opening myself to receiving chats or comments or hopefully orgasms, I want there to be a sense of realness. So, I am all those very romantic, soft things. And also, my legs are covered in bruises because I run into things all the time. Not a door frame I have met that I have not run into. And my ass is large, like more than a handful. And yes, my waist is tiny, but I also have a little belly and a pudge. And my breasts are large. And I also don't wear a bra often, so they are what they are when gravity affects them. And you can see the blue veins tracing through them. My lips are tight though. My lips are perfect. But my point is that I'm a real person, and it would be a fallacy to say that I'm not here for the attention. Because I like it. I enjoy attention. And yet still, I enjoy talking. And I think I would be doing these kind of things even if no one was listening and it was just me. And now I've sort of gone philosophical. So let's ring it back in. Because I want to be a real person. And I want you to appreciate my orgasm as a real person. So, my pussy is so hot. And I can feel the dampness through my panties. And I'm just rubbing with three fingers over the sensitive flesh there. I was going to talk about a fantasy, but then I started touching myself and I forgot. I'm going to get my vibrator and I think my G-spot stimulator. And I'm going to shimmy these panties down. Oh, they're so hot. Sometimes at work. Sometimes at work, I have a little rice heating pad and I will heat it up and then I will settle it between my legs so that I can, when I shimmy in my seat, feel it rub against myself. I don't ever get off at work, but it's a fun way to pass the time. My job's boring. I think about sex at work a lot. I've turned on my vibrator. Ooh, you know what we haven't done in a minute? A flavor profile. I'm gonna turn off my vibrator. Just slide one finger inside. Oh, so wet. Oh. Salty. Always think I taste a little bit like vanilla. Not Mexican vanilla, which is has a little bit more spice. Okay, I'm gonna turn the vibrator back on. Oh God, I hope I hit record. I hope I'm recording. Wrong thumb. Okay, phew. The panic was real. Oh, we're already at 20 minutes. I'm sorry for making you wait so long. And turn on my G-spot stimulator. Don't be dead. Don't do it to me. I'm what's called a George. Oh, that's the other thing. Ah, fuck. Okay, not yet. Ah, oh, not yet, not yet. Keep it together. I've got my thighs clenched, trying not to come. I said I would post a picture of all of my toys when I hit 400 followers, and I am like two away, so here's hoping, guys. All right. I'm turn the vibrator back on. Slowly. Start fucking myself. I've got my legs spread. Fuck. I love the difference in my thruster, which takes a minute to work in, and the I need you to breathe me. I look at males masturbating. See all that wasted cum. I try not to do it at work. Fuck. Sometimes I just feel so greedy. I just want it dripping out of me. Fucking me. Hate these buttons. Huh.
I need another. Oh, harder. Sweet Palomino, fucking Christ.
I'm just kind of like rolling my hips back and forth on my bed, like doing a bicycle motion. Well, this was exactly what it ought to be, don't you think? That's my ceiling, if you could hear that. I'll find out when I listen to it. Is it only Monday? Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Hi. Okay. Well, I came really hard. And my toes are tingly and I feel giggly, so I guess I'm gonna get off here. If you joined me as ever, thank you. I love comments and chats, obviously. But no pressure, no demands. I think that's a song. Is that a song? Is that a song from the 80s? I can't quite hear it. Anyway, yeah, until next time. Although, fair warning. You know what? Never mind. I was gonna say I've been feeling bored. But tonight was exceptional, so I'll keep that in mind. I won't be gone for long if I do take a hiatus. Anyway. I guess that's it. 30 minutes. 30 minutes to get to an orgasm. I hope it was worth it for you. It was for me. So, good night.